KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
We start with news just in. The N3 near Hammersdale is closed after a multi-vehicle collision.
It's a chaotic scene. Initial report is 5 light motor vehicles as well as 2 trucks. It's alleged one of the trucks lost their brakes coming down the hill and ploughed into the rest of the vehicles.
The incident, which occurred a short while ago on the Cliffdale off-ramp, has left at least 10 people with serious injuries. LS paramedic spokesperson Gareth Jameson says the road will be closed for a while. He's encouraging motorists to use alternative routes.
People are rerouting or redirecting themselves through to the old road, and that's what I would suggest people do for quite some time. As you can imagine, it's going to take a while to clean up. So the N3, if you can avoid even after Shongweni, rather go the old road. You know, if you're going up the N3, take Shongweni, turn right and go through Hillcrest, Bothas Hill, because the N3 is closed.
President Cyril Ramaphosa has given a warning to all spazas and tuck shops who aren't complying with food regulations.
Any shop that is not registered within 21 days and does not meet all health standards and requirements will be closed. South African Police Service will be required to investigate, to arrest and to prosecute offenders. This will involve close cooperation with all registered manufacturers.
He addressed the nation last night amid a growing number of food poisoning cases that have since led to the deaths of 22 children. Last month, investigations by health officials revealed turbofos, a lethal pesticide, as the cause of death. The president says massive door-to-door campaigns will be undertaken to start campaigning, or rather, massive door-to-door campaign inspections will be undertaken starting with KZN and Gauteng. He announced measures to deal with the scourge of food poisoning.
The first intervention is to get hazardous pesticides off our streets and our shelves. The second critical intervention is to protect children from exposure to these substances. The third critical intervention is to prevent future outbreaks.
And Eskom says its system remains efficient from the investments made in its generation recovery plan. It says the plans contributed to South Africa's energy security and a structural improvement in the coal-fired fleet. Eskom spokesperson Daphne Mokwena.
The OCGT load factor from 1st to 14 November 2024 was 4.98%, significantly lower than the 24.23% for the same period last year. Diesel usage remains below the year-to-date budget.
And on the weather front, there's a yellow level 2 warning for severe thunderstorms in central and western KZN today that could lead to heavy rains, hail, strong winds and excessive lightning. Durban's reaching a high of 30 degrees today, Ulundi 35, Pietermaritzburg and Richards Bay 34, Ladysmith and Newcastle 32, Kokstad and Mooi River 31, Margate 28 and 27 for Underberg. In Durban, there's 2 meter high sea swells with sunset at 6:30. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.